Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Fulfill God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
You have revelation from the Word of God that you're supposed to tithe, that you're supposed to give. And some of you know that, and yet you lean under your own understanding and you aren't obeying God in that area and you're wondering why other things aren't working. You know, I've got a teaching on this from Luke chapter 16 where Jesus said that if you aren't faithful in that which is least, you won't be faithful over much. And we apply that in all different ways. But if you were to go study that out, Luke chapter 16 is talking about finances being the least area of trusting God that there is. It is the smallest use of your faith. It is not for the super saint. It's not only for the spiritually mature. Trusting God with your finances is baby stuff. And yet I find people all the time that say, oh, well, I believe I'm saved and I'm going to heaven. But I can't trust that promise about give and it shall be given unto you. I can't do that. I need this money. You're telling me that you can't trust God for something that the Bible says is least, but you can trust Him for that which is greatest, your eternal redemption? That's like a person telling me I can't jump from here to the front row, but I can jump from here all the way to the back of this room. You can do the greatest, but you can't do the least. I can tell you, if you aren't trusting Him in the least, you aren't trusting Him in the greatest. If you're saying, I can't trust, the same God who promised that if you would confess Him with your mouth that He is Lord and believe in your heart, God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. That same God said, give and it shall be given unto you. And if you can't trust one, then I believe you're deceived. That's what this says. If any man is a hearer, but he doesn't do it, he's deceiving his own self. And so if you can't do that which is least, you can't do that which is greatest. And this is the very reason that some of you aren't being healed. Because you know what? You can't lift 100 pounds until you've learned to lift 5 pounds. If you haven't trusted God in your finances and begin to honor Him there, and if you aren't obeying Him there, why should He give you these more important things? Boy, it's quiet in this Presbyterian church. There are some of you thinking, now you're making a connection here that God's not making. I'm not going to preach on finances tonight, but I'm telling you that everything I'm saying is exactly right. There are some of you that have revelation from the Word of God about giving, and you know you should be giving, but you feel like you need it. And oh God, I don't have enough. God didn't say, if you have enough, and if you feel like you've got enough, well then go ahead and give. No, it's a command. It's a command. And you know what? If you don't give, God loves you. But I'm telling you, you are hindering your own self. I could show you thousands of people that I consider to be mature Christians, people that, man, you can trust. They're going on with God. And you know, every one of them, without an exception, is a giver. They trust God and honor Him. You cannot become mature without trusting God in your finances. Conversely, I know thousands of Christians who look good on the outside, but you aren't sure that they're going to be with God next year when you come back. You aren't sure if they're going to go on with God. And without exception, they do not trust God in their giving. I'm telling you, this isn't for just the super saint. This is baby stuff, trusting God in your finances. And there are some of you that know what the Word of God says about finances, and yet you aren't doing it. And you wonder why you aren't prospering over here in your physical body and being healed. It's not that God is saying, I'm not going to heal you until you trust me. No, it's just that you got to start with where you are. You got to lift 5 pounds before you lift 100. And if you aren't trusting God in this area of finances, Satan is using that fear that you are embracing and encouraging in your life to stop your physical healing. It's not God who won't bless you. It's Satan who is stealing from you because you have obeyed him. Remember that Romans 6:16? That to whomsoever you yield yourselves, servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. If you aren't trusting God in the area of finances, you are yielding to Satan, the author of that fear and of that greed and of that selfishness, and it is allowing Satan to hinder you, and it could stop your healing. It could stop your marriage from working because you aren't trusting God. On the other hand, you begin to start trusting God. And I tell you, when you start trusting God in your finances, it's like blinders fall off of your eyes. You begin to get revelation of the Word that you never had before, and you start seeing God supernaturally supply, and it just makes you grow spiritually. Obeying God is important. And there are some of you that know what the Word says about giving, and yet you don't do it. There's some of you that know what the Word of God says about don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, and yet you don't do it. There's some of you know about honoring your wife and loving your wife and doing this, and you know what the Word says about. On and on we could go. You could talk about just a lot of things. God has spoken to you, and yet we don't obey, and then we wonder why we're struggling. Satan gains inroad into your life through actions. I've got a teaching set entitled The Authority of the Believer. And in there I talk about how that Satan did not have authority to oppress the earth. Man was the one that was given authority. And it's only when we yield to him, we are the one that empowers the devil. We are the one who give him his power and authority. And the number one way you do it is by your actions. If you know that God told you to do something and you don't do it, you are yielding yourself to Satan, the author of that temptation, fear, whatever it is that's keeping you from obeying God. You are yielding to him and you are empowering Satan to stop you. Your actions are one of the most important things that you can do. Actions are important. And you can either release the power of God through your actions, or you can release the power of the devil through your lack of action or wrong action. I've had people come to me before who've heard me talk on the grace of God, and they say, well, I'm not really married to this person. We're just shacking up. But you know what? God loves us. And it's true. God loves you. And there are people that have taken the grace as an excuse to go live in sin like that. And you know what? I'm not going to sit there and say, no, God doesn't love you, and God's mad at you, and God's going to punish you. God loves you whether you're married and living a godly life in that area of sexual purity or not. And that's going to offend a lot of religious people. But it's true. Jesus ministered to the woman at the well and showed her love and said, I'll give you living water. He loved her. And he ministered to her. And God's not mad at you if you aren't married to your spouse and if you're just shacking up with somebody and acting like an animal. God loves you. But you are giving Satan inroad into your life big time by disobeying God. Your own heart is condemning you, and you're trying to operate in joy and peace, and you're wondering why you don't have it. It's because the Holy Spirit is grieved, and he's not releasing his joy and peace. Not because he's mad at you, he's grieved. The Lord didn't tell you that you're supposed to be married and stay married to one person because he's a spoiled sport and wants to hurt you. It's because he knows what's good for you. God hates divorce, not the divorcee. He knows what divorce does to people. God loves you and wants only his best. And he told you to live a certain way because it's best for you. He created you and he knows what makes you happy. God made them Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. God said that it's not good for a man to be alone, and so he made a woman, not another man. But God loves homosexuals. He's not mad at you. God loves you, but it's not good for you. And you, by obeying something contrary to God, are giving Satan inroad into your life. And I'm telling you, if you want to see God's will fulfilled, you don't have the luxury of just giving Satan access to you and let him hinder you and do everything he can. The Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 10, that the thief comes for no other purpose except to steal, kill, and to destroy. Satan is out to kill you. Satan is out to destroy you. Satan is out to stop you from fulfilling God's will. And if you know to do something, if something is revealed in the Word of God, and if you just intentionally are not doing it, not out of ignorance, but you just are choosing to go your own way, it's like you are letting Satan come in, shoot his best shot at you, and just try and destroy your life. And then you go to God, and God, why did you let this happen? God didn't let it happen. You let it happen. You gave Satan free access to you. You gave him inroad into your life. It's like people who are trying to believe God for healing, and they got back problems, and yet they're 200 pounds overweight. And you're saying, God, why haven't you healed my back? God's healed your back 1,000 times, but your weight just keeps allowing the devil to steal from you what God has done. You can't walk in health and not have back problems and be obese. It's going to cause problems in your life. Does God love you? Is God mad at you? No, God's not mad at you. You can be fat and go to heaven. You'll get there quicker. Amen. God's not mad at you. But I'm just saying that you are giving Satan inroad into your life because you aren't obeying and you aren't taking care of your body and you aren't doing what God tells you to do. You can't go live in sin and prosper. God loves you, and the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. Romans chapter 11, verse 29. God doesn't turn away from you because you aren't perfect. If he did, he'd have turned away from every one of us because none of us are perfect. But you know what? God's grace is the same, but Satan is out to hinder you, and you can't just let Satan have free shots at you, come into your life, and put all of these weights on you, and you still cross the finish line and win the race. It doesn't work that way. You're going to have to learn to obey God. In James chapter 2, look at a few of these verses. In verse 14, what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and hath not works? Can faith save him? You know, the scripture says that you are saved by faith. You're saved by grace through faith, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. The truth is, faith does save. But this is saying, can faith save him? I think what this is saying is, can faith alone, a faith that doesn't have actions, can that really save a person? No. You have to believe something to the point that it causes you to act. You know, if I said that this building's on fire and everybody's going to die unless we get out of here, then if you really believe that, there would be action.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Fulfill God's Will. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1068C for CD or R3212D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU17C titled Learn to Obey when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to come to one of our Gospel Truth seminars. You know, there's people that listen to me on the radio or television every day, and they think, well, I already know what you're going to say. What's the point in going to one of these meetings? But for one thing, you just get the Word at a different level when it's not broken into little 15-minute segments. It makes a huge difference in the way that the Word impacts you. Plus, we have anywhere from 30 to 40 or 50 of our Bible college students, prayer ministers there that minister to people. You get prayer and personal ministry, and it is just a dynamic atmosphere. Charlie and Jill LeBlanc do the praise and worship, and you'd be blessed. So make plans to join me at one of our Gospel Truth seminars.